This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of September 2024. Essence, sweet children, in order to claim an unlimited scholarship, practice remembering the one Father alone and no one else. Question: what are the reasons for not experiencing happiness even after belonging to the Father? Answer: 1. This full knowledge doesn't remain in your intellect. 2. You do not remember the Father accurately. Because you don't remember Baba, Maya deceives you. This is why there isn't any happiness. You children should have intoxication in your intellects that the Father is making you into the masters of the world, and you will then constantly have enthusiasm and happiness. Become full of the Father's inheritance of purity, happiness and peace, and you will remain happy. Om Shanti. You children know the meaning of Om Shanti very well. I am a soul and this is my body. Remember this very well. God, that is the Father of souls, is teaching us. Have you ever heard this before? Those people think that Sri Krishna teaches them. However, he has a name and form. The one who is teaching you is the incorporeal Father. Souls listen to the Supreme Soul while he speaks. This is something new. Destruction is definitely going to take place. One is of those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction, and the other is of those who have loving intellects at the time of destruction. Previously, you too used to say that God is omnipresent and that he is in the pebbles and stones. You have to understand all of these things very well. It is explained to you that souls are imperishable and that bodies are perishable. A soul doesn't increase or decrease in size. A soul is very tiny. Such a tiny soul takes 84 births and plays his whole part. A soul makes his body function. The highest on high Father is teaching you, and so you also receive a high status. It is souls that study and receive a status. A soul cannot be seen. Many people try to see how a soul enters and leaves a body, but they can't tell how. Even if someone were to see a soul, he would not be able to understand anything. You understand that it is a soul that resides in a body. Souls are separate from their human bodies. Souls do not become bigger or smaller. Human bodies become big from small. It is souls that become pure and impure, and it is souls that call out to the Father, O Baba, the one who makes impure souls pure, come. It is also explained to you that all souls are brides, suitors, and that he is the one bridegroom, Rama. Those people then say that all are bridegrooms. It is not possible for the bridegroom to enter everyone. Because of having that wrong knowledge in their intellects, they continue to fall. Because they insult him a lot, they defame him and commit a lot of sin. They have defamed the Father so much. Would children ever defame their Father? However, nowadays, because children are spoilt, they begin to insult their fathers. That one is the unlimited father. It is souls that defame the unlimited father. Baba, you incarnate in a crocodile and a fish. They have also defamed Sri Krishna by saying that he abducted queens and stole butter. Why would he need to steal butter? Their intellects have become so tamo-pratan. The father says, I come and show you a very easy way to become pure. The father alone is the purifier, the almighty authority. Just as sages and holy men, etc., are said to be authorities of the scriptures, so Shankaracharya would also be said to be an authority of the Vedas and scriptures. They have so much pomp. Shivacharya doesn't have any pomp. He doesn't have a group of followers with him. That one sits here and speaks the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures to you. If Shiv Baba were to show his pomp, then before that, there would have to be the pomp of Brahma. But no. The father says, I am the servant of you children. The father enters this one and explains to you children. Children, you have become impure. You became pure and then became impure during 84 births. This one's history and geography will repeat. He is the one who has gone through 84 births. He is shown the way to become Satapratan. The father alone is the almighty authority. He explains to you the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures through Brahma. They have portrayed Brahma with scriptures in the pictures. But in fact there is no question of scriptures, etc. Neither does Baba have scriptures, nor does this one have scriptures. And you don't have any scriptures either. That one tells you new things all the time. You know that all the scriptures belong to the path of devotion. I do not relate scriptures. I speak to you orally. I teach you Raj Yoga, which is then named the Gita on the path of devotion. Do I or you have a Gita, etc.? This is a study. There is no question of verses, etc. I teach you, children, and I will continue to teach you identically every cycle. I explain such easy things. Consider yourselves to be souls. Your bodies will turn to dust. Souls are imperishable, whereas bodies are repeatedly being burnt. A soul sheds one body and takes another. The father says, I only come once. People celebrate Shivratri, but it should in fact be called Shiv Jayanti. However, calling it Jayanti would mean taking birth through a mother's womb. This is why they call it Shivratri. They search for me during the night of the copper and iron ages. They say he is omnipresent. Therefore he is in you too. So why do you then stumble around? From being deities, it is as though you have completely become the devilish community. Do deities drink alcohol? Those same souls fell, so they began to drink alcohol, etc. The father says, now this old world is definitely going to be destroyed. In the old world, there are innumerable religions, whereas in the new world, there is just the one religion. From the one religion, there are now many religions, and so now there definitely has to be the one religion. People say that there are still 40,000 years of the Iron Age left. That is called extreme darkness. When the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. People have a lot of ignorance. When the Father, the sun of knowledge, the ocean of knowledge comes, your ignorance of the path of devotion ends. You become pure by continuing to remember the Father. The alloy is removed. This is the fire of yoga. The fire of lust makes you ugly, whereas the fire of yoga, that is, the remembrance of Shiv Baba, makes you beautiful. They have named Sri Krishna Shyam Sundar, the ugly and beautiful one, but they don't understand the meaning of that. The Father comes and explains its meaning to you. First of all, they are so beautiful in the Golden Age. Souls are pure and beautiful, so they receive pure and beautiful bodies. There, all the wealth and property and everything else are new. That new land then becomes old. This old world is now definitely going to be destroyed. A lot of preparations are being made for that. The people of Bharat do not understand as much as those people do that they are destroying their own clan. They feel that someone is inspiring them to bring about their own destruction through science. You also understand that 3,000 years before Christ, there was paradise. It used to be the kingdom of those gods and goddesses. Bharat is an ancient land. Lakshmi and Narayan became like that by studying this Raj Yoga. Only the Father can teach this Raj Yoga. Sannyasis cannot teach it. Nowadays there is so much cheating. They go abroad and say that they are teaching the ancient yoga of Bharat. They then say you can eat eggs, drink alcohol, etc. You can do anything. How could they teach Raj Yoga? How could they make human beings into deities? The Father explains that souls are so elevated, and then by taking rebirth, they become Tamopritan from Satopritan. You are now once again establishing heaven. There is no other religion there. The Father says hell is definitely going to be destroyed. Those who have come here will definitely go to heaven. If they hear even a little of Shiv Baba's knowledge, they will definitely go to heaven. Then, however much they study and remember the Father, they will accordingly claim a high status. It is now the time of destruction for everyone. Those who have loving intellects at the time of destruction do not remember anyone except the Father, and they are the ones who claim a high status. This is called an unlimited scholarship. You should race for this. This is a godly lottery. Firstly, there is remembrance, and secondly, you also have to imbibe divine virtues. If you want to become kings and queens, you also have to create subjects. Some create many subjects and others create fewer. Subjects are created by your doing service. Many subjects are created by your doing service at museums and exhibitions, etc. You are studying at this time, and you will then go into the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. This is the clan of you Brahmins. The father adopts the Brahmin clan and teaches them. The father says, I create one clan and two dynasties, the Sun Dynasty emperors and empresses, and the Moon Dynasty kings and queens. They are called the double-crowned ones. Then the vicious kings come into existence, and they do not have a crown of light. They build temples to those who were double-crowned and worship them. They bow down in front of the idols of those who were pure. Those things do not exist in the Golden Age. That is the pure world. There are no impure beings there. That is called a land of happiness, a viceless world, whereas this is called a vicious world. Not a single being here is pure. Sannyasis leave their homes and families and run away. There is the example of King Gopichand. You know that no human beings can grant liberation or salvation to others. I alone am the bestower of salvation for all. I come and make everyone pure. Some will become pure and go to the land of peace, and others will become pure and go to the land of happiness. This is an impure land of sorrow. In the Golden Age there are no illnesses, etc. You were the masters of that land of happiness. Then in the kingdom of Ravan, you became the masters of the land of sorrow. The father says, you establish heaven every cycle by following my Srimat. You claim the kingdom of the new world and then become impure residents of hell. The deities then become vicious and fall onto the path of sin. The father has come and given his introduction to you, sweetest children. I only come once at the most auspicious confluence age. I do not come in every age. I come at the confluence age of the cycle, not in every age. Why do I come at the confluence of the cycles? Because I change hell into heaven. I come every 5,000 years. Some children write, Baba, I don't have any happiness or enthusiasm. Oh, the Father is making you into the masters of the world. Do you not experience happiness on remembering such a father? It is because you don't remember him fully that you don't have that happiness. You experience happiness while remembering your husband who makes you impure. Whereas you don't have happiness while remembering the father who makes you double-crowned. You have become the father's children, and yet you say that you don't have happiness. You don't have this full knowledge in your intellects. You don't remember me, and this is why Maya deceives you. Baba explains to you children so well. He explains to you every cycle. I make souls who have become those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. Only the knowledgeful Father comes and gives you this knowledge. He is full of everything. He is full of purity, full of love. He is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, and the ocean of love. You receive this inheritance from such a father. You come here to become like that. However, all of those spiritual gatherings, etc., belong to the path of devotion. There is no aim or objective there. This is called a Gita Pathshala. This is not a Pathshala for the Vedas. You become Narayan from ordinary humans through this Gita. It would definitely be the Father who makes you that. Human beings cannot make human beings into deities. The Father repeatedly tells you, children, consider yourselves to be souls. You are not bodies. The soul says, I shed a body and take another. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, the spiritual children. And you, the spiritual children, say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Just as Shiv Baba doesn't have any pomp and comes as the servant to teach you children, so you are authorities like the father, and you too have to remain egoless. Become pure and do the service of enabling others to become pure. 2. In order to claim a godly lottery at the time of destruction, be one with a loving intellect and race to stay in remembrance and imbibe divine virtues. Blessing. May you be a powerful soul who feels safe and gives others the same experience by surrounding them with pure thoughts. A powerful soul is one who finishes all waste in less than a second with the power of determination. You have to recognize the power of pure thoughts. A pure and powerful thought can perform many wonders. Simply have a determined thought, and this determination will bring success. Surround everyone with pure thoughts, and bind them with these in such a way that if any of them feels even a little weak, their being surrounded in this way will become a canopy of protection, a means of safety, a fortress for them. Slogan. Those who receive sustenance, this study and Srimat for an elevated life directly from God have the most elevated fortune. Om Shanti.